Thank you for choosing this resource by Creflo and Taffy Dollar. Our goal is to provide an understanding of God's grace and empower change. Now listen to the gospel taught with simplicity and understanding, and watch it change your life.
You know, if there's ever, and if there has ever been a time where we need to hear from God, where we need to make sure that we have the frequency to pick up what heaven is saying, it's now. Now's the time for us to understand that one word from God will really change everything. And the question is, do we have Christian people who are positioned to hear from God? And we started talking about that in our last teaching. And tonight I want to talk about the fact that God can speak through dreams and visions. God can speak through dreams and vision. Now, oftentimes I'm approached by someone who's telling me about a dream they had, and they want to know, was that from God, and how should they interpret that dream? And I used to make fun of it, but it's important that as Christian people, we understand what the Bible has to say about God speaking through dreams, and not only through dreams, through visions, and not only through visions, but through an audible voice. And so we're going to begin to talk about that. And the way I am going to approach this is through scriptures, especially if it's a subject that we've not heard a lot of. We're going to go ahead and take the time to turn to the scriptures, look at the scriptures, and I believe that God will speak to you through the scriptures as we to go on this journey to see how God speaks through dreams and visions. Let's begin in the book of Joel, chapter 2 and verse 28. And in verse 28, he says, "And it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions." Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. Now, I believe this is prophetic. And I believe that if this is going to happen in just a tremendous way, it already has in a lot of accounts I'll share with you tonight. But I believe that old men right now are going to start dreaming dreams, and young men are going to start having visions, and your sons and your daughters are going to start prophesying. In other words, I need for the body of Christ to get prepared for an invasion of the supernatural, that God is going to be speaking and he's also going to be heard. And so in Joel chapter 2, 28, it's not just old men that it talks about here. He also talks about the involvement of young men. Now let's go to 1 Kings chapter 3. 1 Kings chapter 3, and let's look at verse 5, and then from verse 5 to verse 9, and then 11 through 15. 1 Kings 3, 5, then verse 9, then 11 through 15. Now check this out. This is about Solomon, and it's something pretty key that happens here. He says, "In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon." How did he appear to Solomon? In a dream. Wow. "In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon." How did he appear to Solomon? In a dream. So a dream can be used as an avenue by which God can appear, and which God can speak, and which God can direct. "In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said in a dream, 'Ask what I shall give thee.'" All right, so what did Solomon ask for? Now, this is pretty awesome. God shows up in a dream, and he goes to Solomon. He says, I want you to ask me what I shall give thee." That's pretty awesome. I mean, how would you like for God to show up and say, "What do you want? Ask me." And then we look at verse 9, what he asked for. He says, "Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart." Or in other words, give thy servant a hearing heart. Or give thy servant a heart to hear. That's a pretty powerful request, because Solomon says, out of everything I can think of, the most valuable thing I can have is a heart that will be able to hear from you, a heart that would be able to comprehend what you're saying. "Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between what's good and what's bad. For who is able to judge this people, judge this thy so great a people? And so this is an awesome request, shows up in a dream. Obviously, there's interaction happening in that dream. Now, let's look at verses 11 through 15. He says, and God said unto him, because thou hast asked this thing and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither hast asked riches for thyself, nor hast asked the life of thine enemies, verse 12, but hast asked for thyself an understanding to discern judgment, verse 12. Behold, I have done according to thy words. Lo, I have given thee a wise and an understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. And I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee all thy days. 14. And if thou wilt walk in my ways to keep my statutes and my commandments, as thy father David did walk, then I will lengthen thy days. And then 15. And Solomon awoke. So all of this that we just read happened while he was asleep. All of this that we just read, this interaction between God and Solomon took place while he was asleep. And he says, and Solomon awoke, and behold, it was a dream. And he came to Jerusalem, stood before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, offered up burnt offerings, and offered peace offerings. So all of this that we were looking at in verse 11 through 15, this was in a dream. And he awoke. It was a dream. So notice how God was directing and instructing and interacting with Solomon, but it was a dream. So Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, they all had this type of interaction that took place in dreams as well. So I believe it's time for you and I, as believers, to begin to understand how this works and position ourselves that God may begin to speak to us in dreams. Look at Job chapter 33, verses 14 through 16. Job 33, 14 through 16. I think by making you aware that God has done this, hopefully will let you know that God will do this. He said, for God speaketh once, yea, twice, yet man perceiveth it not. So he's speaking, but man's not picking it up. Verse 15, he says, in a dream, he speaks in a vision of the night. He says, when deep sleep falleth upon men, in slumberings upon the bed. And then verse 16, then he openeth the ears of men and sealeth their instructions. So God says that when you sleep, he says, I can open your ears and I can seal instruction. So it's not, you know, somebody says, well, I just sleep to get rest. God can deal with you in your sleep. God can instruct you in your sleep. Not only will he give you sweet sleep, but he will give to you in your sleep. See, I always read that scripture like God giveth to us deep sleep. Now, he will give, he's giving to us. He's giving some instructions to us. He's giving some insight to us. He's giving revelation. He's giving while we're asleep, praise God. And so that is a way that God gives instructions. He's done so in the past. I believe he can do so today. Now, Daniel is famous for this. Let's go to Daniel chapter 7 and verse 1. Daniel chapter 7 and verse 1. He says, in the first year of Belshazzar, the king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head upon his bed. Then he wrote the dream and told the sum of the matters. And so here is God now instructing and giving wisdom and information to Daniel in a dream. Let's look at Jeremiah 23 and 28. Jeremiah 23 and 28. And verse 28 says, the prophet that hath a dream, let him tell a dream. And he that hath my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff to the wheat, saith the Lord? And so you see in verse 28 here, he's instructing the prophets to share dreams. He's instructing the prophets to share dreams. This is something that as believers, you know, as a believer in my own life, I've just not heard many people give instructions from the Word of God on how God can use dreams to communicate things to us. Look at Matthew chapter 1 and verse 20. Again, looking at the scriptures and seeing what they have to say about this. Matthew chapter 1 and 20, then Matthew 2, 13, and then Matthew 2, 19 through 21. We'll look at all these, but look at this. Then this is going to show you how God instructed Joseph, Jesus's earthly parent, in dreams. Now, Matthew 1:20, but while he thought on these things, you know, when Mary shows up and, you know, says she's pregnant, but it didn't happen by a man, it was the Holy Ghost. I mean, any man would probably like, what? The Holy Ghost? Girl, what's wrong? You lying. So God had to deal with him. He says, but while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him where? In a dream. In a dream. And in a dream, the angel of the Lord said to Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife. So God convinced Joseph in a dream. He says, for that which is conceived in her, it is indeed of the Holy Ghost. So he receives confirmation of what Mary said. The angel appeared to him in a dream. He didn't appear to him when, you know, when he was, you know, walking outside and all that. In a dream, the angel appeared to him. There's just something about that. Why is it that the angel appeared in the dream? It's something that we need to pay attention to. And then he convinced Joseph in a dream. Now, look at Matthew chapter 2 and verse 13. He says, and when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. All right? And he says to Joseph, arise, take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt. So you have divine guidance that God is providing for, you know, baby Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. And in a dream, God comes to Joseph and he says, dude, it's time to get up and go to Egypt. And he be thou there until I bring the word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. God's talking to him in a dream. Get up, it's time to go to Egypt. And he says, you know, I'm going to bring you a word because Herod seeks to destroy you. So, my goodness, look at what God's doing with Joseph. He's speaking to him in a dream. And I'm going to show you a little later on, there may be a reason why God can't speak to you in a dream. You're dreaming about all kinds of stuff that's cluttered in your mind and things you've experienced and deposited in your mind. But man, I believe that God can speak to us through dreams. He's speaking to Joseph, giving him specific details on where to go and when to go and who's, like Herod is planning on trying to destroy him. God can do the same thing today. We are his sheep and we hear his voice. And then now let's look at Matthew 2 verses 19 through 21. He says, but when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared where? In a dream to Joseph when Joseph was where? In Egypt, because God says he's going to send him a word in Egypt, saying, arise, take the young child and his mother, go into the land of Israel, for they are dead which sought the young child's life. These are specific details that God chose to express in a dream to Joseph. And thank God that Joseph was available to allow his dreams to be invaded by God. He got specific instructions on where to go, when to go, and what was the situation. That's a powerful thing. That's an amazing thing. And I believe that your success, I believe your prosperity. I believe your deliverance. I believe the will of God for your life. I believe a lot of things are invested in you hearing from God, because there's a difference between, you know, having a good idea and a God idea. You've heard me say this before. A good idea, you have to see if God will anoint it. A God idea is already anointed. And I'm telling you that you can begin to have success and prosper like never before when you can allow yourself to get in a position where you are being led by God. And the leadership of the Holy Spirit can take place through the avenue of dreams. So even unbelievers sometimes receive dreams from God. Yeah. Somebody said, what? Yeah. I mean, that sounds, you know, a little different here to say that an unbeliever can receive a dream from God. And also, God's servants can interpret it. God knows how to draw people who are not even believers through dreams. So we've got to be careful not to dismiss every dream, you know, because maybe you thought, well, that didn't mean anything. I just had a lot of cabbage and stuff last night. Or we've got to understand that not all dreams come from God, but we got to get to the place where we recognize what does come from God. God, through dreams, can speak to the subconscious mind, or he can speak through your spirit. Look at Job chapter 20 and verse 8, because, you know, if you don't pay attention to the dreams, they can easily be forgotten. They can easily fly away, or they can be chased away by those who dismiss them as nonsense. And so I'm asking you to pay a little bit more attention to dreams that you have. Verse 8 says what I just said. He shall fly away as a dream and shall not be found. Yea, he shall be chased away as a vision of the night. And so, you know, you've got to stop quickly dismissing a dream and saying, oh, it was only a dream. Sometimes it could be more than just a dream. Oh, it was just a dream, so you ignore it. There were instructions given, oh, but that was just a dream, so you don't write it down, and then later on you forget it. I think we need to reevaluate how we see dreams and how God uses those dreams to instruct and to guide and to lead. I believe your prosperity could be as a result of a dream. I believe that God knowing where you need to be, when you need to be, what you need to do when you get there can be as a result of a dream. So some dreams are warnings and will not necessarily come to pass if we take heed to those dreams and do what he warns us about. So there are certain things you have a dream about, and then God shows you the tragedy of the dream, and then he gives you a warning. And then you find yourself obeying that warning, then you can probably stop that tragedy from happening because you paid attention to the warnings that were in that dream. And so we've got to stop quickly dismissing it. I know, you know, sometimes people, we've gotten so used, especially in this day and time, it was only a dream. It was only a dream, but it might have been a warning. It might have been the Holy Spirit saying something like, I had a dream one time where he says, you need to slow down and don't move so quick. And it probably saved my life. It's God who can lead and guide and protect when you understand that he can operate and speak through dreams. So let's get rid of this thing about, well, it was just a dream. Now let's go to Daniel chapter 1 and verse 17. And let's look at the life of Daniel just for a moment. And then I'm going to give you some things so that you can know, when you have a dream, how to know that was from God, you know, and how to even evaluate that. Verse 17, as for these four children, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom, and Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. So Daniel had an anointing to interpret visions and dreams. Not everybody has an anointing to interpret visions of dreams, but there are some people who have an anointing to understand and who can interpret visions and dreams. Daniel was one of those persons. Look at Daniel 5 and 12. He says, "For as much as an excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding, interpreting of dreams and showing of hard sentences and dissolving of doubts were found in the same Daniel, whom the king named Belshazzar, now let Daniel be called, and he will show the interpretation." So he mentions here that Daniel again has that anointing to interpret dreams. And then in Daniel chapter 10 and verse 1, in the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed unto Daniel, whose name was called Belshazzar, and the thing was true, but the time appointed was long, and he understood the thing and had understanding of the vision. And so, you know, I thank God that there are people who are alive today who have an anointing and an ability to interpret dreams, because the dreams will sometimes be symbolic. And there'll be people who are anointed to define the symbolism in a dream to tell you exactly what was going on. So when you have dreams, I need you to know these five things. When you have dreams, I want to share five things you need to know. The first thing I need you to know, number one, is that every dream is not of God. Every dream is not of God. So I don't want you to hear this teaching tonight and then you step away and you think, oh my God, every dream you have is from God. Not every dream is of God. And that's important for you to know so that you don't think that every time you have a dream, that's of God. So that's number one. Number two, they are often given to you in allegory or in symbolism. That when God speaks to you through a dream, it's often given in an allegory or in some type of symbolism, okay? So it may not be just as simple as, well, I had a dream and this happened and that happened and this happened. All of those may be an allegory or a symbolism of something that's going on in your life or around you. Number three, the third thing you need to know when you have dreams, be willing to submit your dreams to those who have a gift, something that you're going through and you dream about. Who has a gift to interpret dreams? And after you have asked God and you feel you need help, that's when you go to those people. But here's what I would do. If I have a dream, I submit that dream to those who have a gift. And I only do that after I ask God. In other words, I'm gonna ask God first. That's the best place to go. I have a dream. God, give me the interpretation of that dream. God, show me what this means. God, show me what this is about. You'd be surprised, some of you, that God is so willing to quickly show you what that dream is about and quickly give you that dream. And that's only when you feel like you need help. And so there are people who are anointed. There are people you can submit your dreams to. But don't submit your dream to other people and you've not yet submitted that dream to God. You've not yet said, all right, God, show me what meaneth this. Show me what this is all about. I can remember doing that in times past. And I remember when I was dealing with the subject of the anointing and God began to talk to me about the anointing and what it was about. I saw symbolisms of that anointing and God began to share the interpretation of that. So if he can give you the interpretations of tongues, he can definitely give you an interpretation of dreams. Number four, understand there is timing involved. There's timing involved. You know, sometimes you'll have a dream and it may not happen right away, but then there's timing involved. I remember having a dream about, I came to church and I pulled in the parking lot and there were no cars. There was nobody directing traffic. There were just like three or four cars. And I walked in the dome and there were empty seats. And I'm like, what in the world is going on here? And at the time I had the dream, I had no idea that that was the exact picture of what it was going to be like when the pandemic hit. And God was already showing me, had already shown me in a dream that this is what that this campus was going to look like. You know, I thought, well, oh, Lord, something must have happened that was so egregious that everybody just stopped coming to church. But I didn't realize that God was preparing me for what I'm doing right now, that there would not be, you know, thousands of cars outside. There wouldn't be thousands of people inside. And literally showed me, you know, preaching to chairs. And I remember saying to God, I said, you know, you promised me, you said I wasn't going to be preaching to empty chairs anymore. And he says, you're not preaching to empty chairs. The chairs happen to be empty, but you're preaching to thousands of people. And I said, wow, God prepared me for what I'm doing right now in the midst of a pandemic. And so when I actually saw it, I said, wow, that's what God was trying to show me. That's what God was trying to prepare me. And then following that dream, there were several things that God began to deal with my heart about. Make sure you upgrade your technology. Make sure you get this thing in place. Make sure you get that thing in place. Not having any idea that everything that we were working to get in place was so it can be used right now. Wow. God was speaking to me through a dream, and He'll do the same thing for you. And so you got to understand there's a timing that's involved. I was trying to figure out when and what was going to happen. There was a timing that was involved. But if you'll keep those dreams and hold on to them, then God will begin to do things that will help you prepare for what He showed you even in a dream. And then number five, don't reveal the dream prematurely. There may be some things that God will show you in a dream. Don't get in this habit of jumping out of the bed and calling everybody you know and tell them about what you dream. Don't reveal the dream prematurely. I mean, God may show you your husband, but don't go tell him the next day. He ain't ready yet. Don't reveal the dream prematurely. If a dream is real, and if it is God-inspired, and you still can't get understanding of it, it may well be for a future time. Let me say that again. If a dream is real, if a dream is God-inspired, and you still can't get understanding of it, it may well be for a future time. And that's what happened with the dream I was just telling you about that I had of the empty parking lot and seats. Hide that dream in your heart for the future. Hide it in your heart for the future. And that's so important. I had the Lord tell me this years ago. He said, you got to be a good steward of the anointing. I'm like, huh? He says, you got to be a good steward of the anointing. Can I trust you with what I reveal to you? Can I trust you with what I show you? See, we got to be careful not to have a dream and then go tell everybody about the dream because it makes us look spiritual or it makes us look real deep or something like that. Can God trust you with what He has revealed to you? And so if you have a dream about something, something else or whatever it may be, you need to pray. And that's the biggest advice I can give to people. Rather than you trying to hurry up and get an appointment to come see me so you can tell me the dream, and I simply say, well, I don't know what it means, you can go to someone who gave you the dream. He'll be more than happy to talk to you about it, to break it down. God knows how to lead and guide us through dreams. Now, here's something I want you to think about. Are you cluttered? Do you spend a lot of times being cluttered by the cares of the world? Do you spend a lot of time going to bed stressed out, going to bed worried? What's on your mind when you go to bed? I mean, what are you carrying to bed with you? Because I guarantee you that will block and maybe affect some of the things that God wants to show you in your dreams. It's so good for you to go to bed with God on your mind. It's so good for you to go to bed with praise and thanksgiving on your mind. It's so good for you to go to bed giving God an invitation to speak to you and to show you things to take you places, to show you what you need to know, for to have visitors to come in on your dream. And then when you wake up, that dream is so crystal clear, you're like, what just happened? It's good for that to happen. But here's what I want to warn you about. This is why God says to cast all your care upon Him. This is why God says that, you know, in everything, in all circumstances, give thanks. You've got to understand that a lot of things that the enemy tries to do with you emotionally and in your mind is to try to block that avenue of you being able to receive instructions from God through dreams. It is something that I believe that God is going to use in a very powerful way. And then we can't become the type of people that just dismiss Him. Pay attention to what He's saying, but also pay attention to the clutter in your mind. What are you looking at the most? What are you hearing the most? What are you speaking to most? Will produce thoughts, and then houses will be built of all of those negative thoughts. And, you know, you got to come to the place now where you ask yourself, am I too cluttered? It's not that the signal, like a radio station, it's not that the signal's not going out as much as it is that you're not receiving that signal. And you've got to dial in so you can get the right frequency. That's why it's important to get in the Word of God every day on the day-to-day basis. It's important to fellowship with Him. It's important to give thanks to God in those circumstances. It's important for all of that. What's on your mind? What's on your mind? Who's renting space in your mind? I just believe when God can have the opportunity to affect your thinking, and when God can have the opportunity to be a part of your mindset, a mind that's set on Him, I believe that He'll give to you when you sleep. He'll not just give you good sleep. He'll give to you when you're asleep. And I just want to believe God with you right now that your dreams are going to be turned into a secret avenue by which God can reveal things to you. That your dreams are going to be turned into a secret platform by which angels and the Holy Spirit and God Himself can begin to speak to you and instruct you and to calm you down when, like Joseph, whose wife to be showed up pregnant and she said it was by the Holy Ghost, that God can prepare you for things that may show up in your life and says, well, you know, here's the real deal here. Or God can have you to dream about a piece of property and says, I want you to buy that property right now. I'm sending a great deal by and I want you to own it. I mean, God wants to use this thing and He wants to prosper His people in a supernatural way through the avenue of dreams. Praise God. I hope you got something out of this tonight. Now, next week I'm going to talk about how God speaks through prophecy and, if I have time, through an audible voice. Prophecy and through an audible voice. But I want you to take the time to think about this. I want you to cast your cares upon Him because He cares for you. I want you to walk in a spirit of joy. I want you to train yourself not to worry, because worry is meditating on the wrong things. Let's see what happens as you begin to meditate on God's Word day and night, that you'll be like a tree planted by the river of living water. Let's see what happens when you start dwelling in peace and you lie down in peace and you wake up in peace. God wants to talk to you. You're His sheep. He wants to lead you and to guide you. He is a game changer in your life. And I don't know what's been going on in your life, but it can get better. It can be better. You can experience success beyond a lot of things. But I tell you, we have a God that will speak to us in our dreams. If He did it for Joseph, Abraham, Daniel, if He did it for Solomon, why not you? Why not me? So let's believe God for that. Guide me, O God. Lead me, O God. I trust that when I move, You'll show me. I trust when I'm getting ready to make a move that wrong, You'll show me. I trust when You don't want me to do something, You will show me. I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to be so concerned about it that I block up everything You want to show me. Let me lie down in peace. that you may come and visit me when you want to speak to me, when you want to show me something. And I trust that if he did that in Daniel's life, he can do that in your life, in my life. Let's pray. So, Father, we give you the opportunity and we come to you and we say, yes, we will cast our cares upon you. Help us not to live such a cluttered life in our minds. And Lord, let us just purify our souls by getting in that word and letting that word get on the inside of us. We are your sheep and we want to hear from you, God. We don't want to take a chance and walk in and doing something we want to do. We want to be barefooted priests and we want you to lead us and to guide us and to show us where to go and where not to go and when to go. Show us how to do business. Father, give us inside information. And I give you praise for that right now. Bless those who heard this and everyone who's online right now. Lord, speak to them in a special way. Show them what you're trying to do with them. Speak to them in their dreams. Lord, I take a person who's not even born again and their life is a mess. Speak to them in their dreams. You're an almighty supernatural God. And I trust that you can do above all of what I can ask or think. I praise you for it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. Hey, for some of you right now who you've never been born again, you want to make Jesus the Lord of your life. You say, Pastor Dollar, that's me. My life's a mess. And I don't know what to do about it. Well, I do. First of all, you take someone like Jesus, invite him to be the Lord of your life, and then allow him to come in and take all of your messes and turn them into masterpieces. And if you're interested in doing that, I want you to pray this simple prayer with me. Repeat after me, Father, I realize that I'm a sinner, but right now I repent of all of my sins. I ask you, Jesus, to come into my life and save me. I thank you, Lord, that by your blood, that all my sins have been forgiven. You have taken my sins away. Lord, come into my heart. Be my Lord and my Savior. And by faith I declare, I believe you, Jesus. Save me. And right now I am saved. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer with me, you are saved, and I welcome you to the family of God. We are brothers today. We are some kin today. Now, if you did get saved just a few moments ago, I want you to text the keyword, I'm saved, that's one word, to 51555. Provide your name and mailing address, and I'll send you a free ebook as a gift to you today. And welcome to the family of God. Go in the comment section. Text that I just got saved, and we want to celebrate with you and welcome you to the family of God. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this teaching. We pray that this message has encouraged and empowered you to pursue God's best for your life. His grace is the pathway to living an abundant life. For additional life-changing resources or to learn about becoming a 2020 Vision Partner, visit our website at www.creflodollarministries.org or call toll-free 1-866-477-7683. Thank you for your support of Creflo Dollar Ministries. People like you change the world.